In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom, and I'm glad to be with you today. I want to start by looking at Psalm 37. The Lord has been speaking trust, that we need to trust Him. Without trust, we can gain nothing. So the Word of God says in Psalm 37, "Do not fret because of the wicked. They have, and I have not, and I'm a blood-washed child of God. Do not fret because of the wicked. Do not be envious of the wrongdoers, for they will soon fade away like the grass." In the Holy Land, by the end of the day, in the summer, any grass that was green is going to be burnt. It's going to be burned. And wither like a green herb. Trust in the Lord and do good. Now, when I say trust in the Lord, we're trusting in the one who gave his life for us. We're trusting in the one who shed his blood for us. We're trusting in the one who loves us as we are, but doesn't want us to stay there, who asks us to move on and get more of God and more of his experience. Trust in the Lord and do good. I told you yesterday, I was walking into the rectory. There were two people sitting on the step, and I walked by them without saying a word. And when I went into the kitchen, the Lord said, "No, no, no. You need to do something for them." And so I gave Father Joseph some money to give to them, because I walked right by them without saying a word to them. How sad. How sad. But yet they got what I needed, what they needed. Trust in the Lord and do good so that you will live in the land, that's Israel, and enjoy security. Trust in the Lord and you will enjoy security. Take delight in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. Delight in Jesus. Delight in the Holy Spirit. Delight in the Father. And God will give you the desire of your heart. Oh, yes. And it says desires of your heart. I tell people who have not surrendered to the Lord because they're afraid that God might give them something they don't want. And you know what? He will not give you something you don't want if it's in your heart. I told you when I first was converted to the Lord Jesus Christ, I was afraid he was going to send me to Africa. And I said, "I don't want to go to Africa." And somebody said to me, "You're not going to Africa. You'd make those Africans miserable. You don't want them, and you don't have them in your heart." That's real. That's real. I wouldn't mind going to Africa now with God's help. Oh, yes. Delight in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. Commit your way to the Lord, your life to the Lord. Trust in him, and he will act. Don't worry. Worry is useless. Trust Jesus. Don't worry. It only leads to more worry. He will make your vindication shine like the light, and justice of your cause like the noonday. Be still before the Lord and wait patiently for him. You know, that's something that we need to do when we pray, that we be still before the Lord and wait patiently for him. Because God has things in store, probably not in our time, but in his time. Do not fret over those who prosper in their way. Do not fret for the people who are prospering, over those who carry out evil devices. Do not fret. Refrain from anger and forsake wrath. Do not fret, it only leads to evil. For the wicked shall be cut off, but those who wait for the Lord shall inherit the land. Are you waiting for the Lord? Have you committed your way to the Lord? Are you trusting in the Lord? I'm talking to you. I'm talking to me. It's just so marvelous to trust God, because everything works out. When we trust God, everything works out. Yet a little while, and the wicked will be no more. Though you look diligently for their place, they will not be there. But the wicked shall inherit, or the meek shall inherit the land, and delight themselves in abundant prosperity. God says he's going to give us prosperity if we trust in him, if we commit our life to him, if we ask for Jesus, and that we're loving Jesus. Take delight in the Lord, and he will give you your heart's desire. This is wonderful. This is wonderful. We'll continue with that tomorrow. I'm looking at Luke 7. Luke 7, and the Word of God says this. After Jesus had finished all his sayings in the hearing of the people, he entered Capernaum. A centurion there had a slave whom he valued highly and who was ill and close to death. Centurion is a pagan, a Roman citizen, a pagan. He had concern for this slave because he was special to him. When he heard about Jesus, I love that word, when he heard about Jesus. We give witness to Jesus by what we say and what we do by our lives. He heard about Jesus. People were talking about Lord, that he heals the sick, that he opens the eyes of the blind, that he cures the lepers. When he heard about Jesus, he sent some of the Jewish elders to him, asking him to come and heal his slave. When they came to Jesus, they appealed to him earnestly, saying, "He is worthy of having you do this for him, for he loves our people, and it is he who built our synagogue for us." And Jesus went with them, going to the house. Jesus went with them, but when he was not far from the house, the centurion sent friends to say to him, now he's a pagan, "Lord, do not trouble yourself, for I am not worthy to have you come under my roof. Therefore, I did not presume to come to you, but only speak the word, and let my servant be healed." This is faith. Faith, Jesus is going to say, "I haven't found this faith in Israel." See, the centurion knew that he had power, that the centurion had power. And if he said something to a slave, they'd do it. So centurion knows that Jesus has power over death, over life, over everything. And you know what? Jesus is going to say, "I've not found such faith in Israel." This was a pagan. "For I am also a man set under authority, with soldiers under me, and I say to one, 'Go,' and he goes, to another, 'Come,' and he comes, and to my slave, 'Do this,' and the slave does it." When Jesus heard this, he was amazed at him. And turning to the crowd that followed him, he said, I tell you, not even in Israel have I found such faith. The centurion's practical. I have power. Jesus has a different power. I don't need to have him go to the house. The only thing he needs to do is speak the word, and my servant will be healed. Jesus is saying, I have not found such faith in Israel. When those who had been sent returned to the house, guess what? They found the slave in good health. Jesus only needs to speak the word. Speak the word and I shall be healed. Healed. I am healed by the grace of the living God. I am saved by the grace of the living God, because the living God, true God and true man, was crucified for me and shed his blood for me. Oh yes, I have been saved by the loving God who sent his Son to die for us, for me, for you. Oh yes, heaven is about the people who have experienced the blood of Jesus, the forgiveness of their sins. We have a sacrament called penance, and that's when people come and they pour out their hearts. During the time of the virus, we have priests that are in the parking lot, and people come from all over to give their confession and receive absolution. Oh yes, they come from all over, because everyone's not hearing confessions. Some churches are still closed. Verse 11, soon afterwards he went to a town called Nain, and his disciples and a large crowd went with him. Why has he got crowds going with Jesus? They want to be touched. They want to be healed. They want to be delivered. They're desperate. As he approached the gate of the town, a man who had died was being carried out. He was his mother's only son, and she was a widow. And with her was a large crowd from the town. When the Lord saw her, he had compassion for her. He suffered with her and said to her, do not weep. Then he came forward and touched the bier, and the bearers stood still. And he said, young man, I say to you, arise. The dead man sat up and began to speak, and Jesus gave him back to his mother. Fear seized all of them, and they glorified God, saying, a great prophet has risen up among us. More than a prophet, more than a prophet. And God has looked favorably on his people. The word about Jesus spread throughout Judea and all the surrounding country. Why? He raised the dead now. He heals the sick. He opens the eyes of the blind. I tell you, God's still in that kind of ministry. But we need to pray. If we lay hands upon the sick, we shall see them get healed. You know, I laid hands upon the sick for years and years and years and didn't see anything. But I kept on laying hands upon the sick. And guess what? People start being healed. Oh, yes. Lay hands upon the sick, and they shall be healed. That's it. You do your share. God does the healing. Let's continue. The disciples of John reported all these things to Jesus, to John. So John summoned two of his disciples and sent them to the Lord to ask, are you the one who is to come, the Messiah? Or are we to wait for another? When the men had come to Jesus, they said, John the Baptist has sent us to you to ask, are you the one who is to come, or are we to wait for another? Got to remember, John's in jail, and he's very, very sad. And he's wondering if Jesus is the Messiah. He had an experience of Jesus in the Jordan River. But you know what? When it gets dark inside us, we start saying, my Lord, is he really the one? Oh, yes. Jesus had just cured many people of diseases, plagues, and evil spirits, and had given sight to many who were blind. And he answered them, go and tell John what you see and what you hear. The blind receive their sight, the lame walk, lepers are cleansed, the deaf hear, the dead are raised, and the poor have the good news brought to them. In other words, I'm not going to answer the question. You've seen these things, the blind see, the deaf hear, the dead are raised. Go tell John what you see and hear. That happens to the ministry of Jesus. Oh, yes. And blessed is anyone who takes no offense at me. And who took offense at Jesus? The Pharisees and the Sadducees, most of them. When John's messengers had gone, Jesus began to speak to the crowds about John. What did you go out into the wilderness to look at? A reed shaken by the wind? What then did you go out to see? Someone dressed in soft robes? Look, those who are put on fine clothing and live in luxury are found in royal palaces. What then did you go out to see? A prophet? Yes, I tell you, and more than a prophet. This is the one about whom it is written, see, I am sending my messenger ahead of you, and he will prepare your way before you. I tell you, among those born of women, no one is greater than John, yet the least in the kingdom of God is greater than he. And all the people who heard this, including the tax collectors, acknowledged the justice of God, because they had been baptized with John's baptism. But by refusing to be baptized by him, the Pharisees and the lawyers rejected God's purpose for them. To what then will I compare the people of this generation, Jesus says? And what are they like? They are like children sitting in the marketplace and calling one to another. We played the flute for you, and you did not dance. We wailed, and you did not weep. In other words, you're not doing what you're supposed to be doing. When people are weeping, you are to weep with them. When people are rejoicing, you are to rejoice with them. They had their theology, and their theology killed them. They had religion, but they did not have faith. They did not have faith. We played the flute for you, and you did not dance. We wailed, and you did not weep. For John the Baptist has come eating no bread and drinking no wine, and you say he has a demon. The Son of Man has come eating and drinking, and you say, look, a glutton and a drunkard, a friend of tax collectors and sinners. Nevertheless, wisdom is vindicated by her children. Oh, yes. I tell you, I have spiritual children who are marvelous, living the life of Jesus Christ in word and in sacrament and in the power of God. Oh, yes, I have children, not by my blood, but children by the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ. Verse 36. Verse 36. One of the Pharisees asked Jesus to eat with him, and he went into the Pharisee's house and took his place at table. And the woman in the city, who was a sinner, having learned that he was sitting in the Pharisee's house, brought an alabaster jar of ointment. She goes right into the house without any asking her to come in. She just goes, and with the alabaster jar filled with the ointment, she goes to anoint the Lord Jesus Christ. She stood behind him at his feet, weeping, and began to bathe his feet with her tears and to dry them with her hair. Then she continued kissing his feet and anointing them with the ointment. In order to get into the alabaster jar, you've got to break it, so it's all going to be used for Jesus. Now, when the Pharisees who had invited Jesus saw, he said to himself, "If this man were a prophet, he would have known who and what kind of woman this is who is touching him." She probably had, she was a prostitute, that she is a sinner. Jesus spoke up and said to the Pharisee, "Simon, I have something to say to you." "Teacher," he replied, "speak." "A certain creditor had two debts. One had two debtors. One owed 500 denarii and the other 50. When they could not pay, he canceled the debts for both of them. Now which of them will love him more?" Simon answered, "I suppose the one on whom he canceled the greater debt." Jesus said to him, "You have judged rightly. You have judged rightly." I tell you, Jesus uses these stories to let people know that he came to seek and save that which is lost. "You have judged rightly." Then turning toward the woman, he said, "Simon, do you see this woman? I entered your house, and you gave me no water for my feet, but she has bathed my feet with her tears and dried them with her hair. You gave me no kiss, but from the time I came into the house, she was not stopping kissing my feet. You did not anoint my head with oil, but she has anointed my feet with ointment. Therefore, I tell you, her sins, which are many, have been forgiven. Hence, she has shown great love. But the one to whom little is forgiven loves little." Then he said to her, "Your sins are forgiven." But those who were at table with him began to say among themselves, "Who is this man who even forgives sins?" And he said to the woman, "Your faith has saved you. Go in peace." Your faith has saved you. Go in peace. Trust in the Lord. Do good. Commit your way to the Lord, and he will act. The angel of the Lord declared unto Mary, and she conceived of the Holy Spirit, "Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Behold the handmaid of the Lord. Let it be done unto me according to your word." Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women. Blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. And the Word became flesh in the womb of the Blessed Virgin Mary, and dwelt among us. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Oh yes, what have we learned today? That even pagans had more faith than Israel. Yes, the centurion. You don't need to come to my house. You only need to speak the word. I speak the word now in Jesus' name. By the power of the blood be healed. By the power of the blood eyes be healed. By the power of the blood knees be healed. By the power of the blood legs be healed. I speak healing to you in the name of Jesus. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.